Whoa, obesity matters.
Our names are Cohen, Carly, Randall, Teresa, and Sarah. In recent years, childhood obesity rates have risen by 18%.
I'm here with four childhood obesity experts to speak about the rapid increase of childhood obesity in America. The first question is for our childhood obesity enthusiast. What, name Miranda, what in your opinion is the most prominent cause of childhood obesity?
I think the most prominent cause is parents and guardians because they have the most influence on what their child eats and how much exercise they do every day.
Now I'm here with childhood obesity specialist Sarah. How can people resolve childhood obesity?
Everyone can help, starting with the parents and how the children need to be on strict diets and exercise, because at schools, they don't serve them as nutritious meals, and when you go to a restaurant, the parents need to watch what they let their child order, because most of the things on restaurant menus are so unhealthy and awful for you.
Here I am with a childhood obesity expert named Teresa. What is your opinion on childhood obesity?
Well, I believe it's really sad and needs to be recognized by American people. People these days don't eat healthy anymore, and it's not really good for them, and it's not good for their child. And their child it gives their child unhealthy habits, and it's not good for the future. It is not good for right now. And it really affects everything economically because people lose money, and that's not very good. So, yeah.
Here I am with Cohen, a fat camp counselor. Speaking as a fat camp counselor, what is the biggest struggle of childhood obesity being fixed?
I believe mentally it is very challenging because some children aren't equipped to handle a problem so hard to deal with.
So this question is for everyone. Do you think that childhood obesity affects children's futures? Teresa?
I do believe that childhood obesity affects children's futures because it creates unhealthy habits and it causes a sense of laziness to the mind, and it's not very good for their future career or anything.
Sarah?
No, I think that it doesn't affect their future. I actually think that it shows that they have drive, motivation, and fat camps. They teach them very good discipline, and I think nowadays kids don't know what that is, and so it's very good for them to learn, and yeah.
Cohen?
I believe it does affect their future because the habits that you develop in childhood impact your adulthood, and it's really hard to change habits when they've already developed.
Miranda?
I think it doesn't affect your future because there's so many factors that they help you prevent it from happening. And your parents and guardians can also help you with that in your childhood.
From our highly trained experts, obesity really does matter. And remember,
whoa, stay healthy, kids. Yeah.